This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Toshiba, a fixture of Japan Inc. for more than a century, is in some big trouble, $6.3 billion worth. The company announced that loss after the close in Tokyo today and then said the numbers could get worse, which in turn spawned whispers that Toshiba might not survive in its current form. It is, as they say, complicated, but at the center of it all is the company's big bet on nuclear power in the United States that went bad. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong has that one.
Historically a maker of TVs and elevators and computer chips, Toshiba bought the American firm Westinghouse a decade back. Westinghouse owned a next-generation nuclear reactor design, but it turned out to be a whopping financial meltdown. Pernilla Rudland consults to Japanese companies.
There is a tendency perhaps for Japanese companies to overpay, especially for big trophy names like Westinghouse. Toshiba is a very, very proud Japanese company. They just seem to have a real reluctance to kind of admit that mistakes were made.
It began with Westinghouse building nuclear plants in Georgia and South Carolina. They're now years overdue and billions over budget. This is complicated new technology being installed by contractors in over their heads, says Michael Schellenberger of Environmental Progress, a pro-nuclear policy group.
There was just no experience building nuclear power plants in general. I mean, it had just been decades since we had been ordering and building new plants.
At the center of the storm is the shoddy work of contracting firm Stone and Webster, which Westinghouse recently acquired. But losing $6 billion? Jonathan Hinsey is with the nuclear energy firm UX Consulting.
They bought Stone Webster for a little under $300 million, but now they're on the hook for over $6 billion. So there's something there that doesn't seem right to me.
Toshiba says a whistleblower has been talking about possible accounting irregularities. Wherever this goes, Toshiba is in survival mode. It's now trying to sell off its flash memory division, the corporate crown jewel. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.